Last week, an adventuring Skondriag, Raphael, and Spage began their journey through the Old Way. They met a man who challenged them to a battle of wits, and even with death on the line, they accepted. They managed to defeat him and began moving toward what lies ahead. What other traps are in front of them? How long is this passage to the Dryad Village? Will they ever decide to take a long rest? Find out now what's happening today in adventuring!
Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast, because that's the one thing that you need in your life right now, is another D&D podcast.
Yeah.
I'm your DM, Will Powers, and on my right we have...
Ike Maidem playing Raphael Grimditch.
Rich Powers playing Shveg Pitala.
Cody playing Skondrag.
Okay, so last week where we ended, you guys started walking through the tunnel. You made it through my gravity puzzle. Last week, you guys...
my inception puzzle.
Yeah.
That was my inception reference.
Perfect. It was just like Hans Zimmer.
Have you not watched Inception?
I have.
That's in there.
I know, but it wasn't...
Pretty close.
Yeah, last week you guys made it through the Inception hallway, the gravity-changing hallway, and made it into an odd room where there was a...
God, turns out.
I guess so. I mean, he did disappear when you
and
wrote that.
And my fox is a...
Demigod? Fox.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on who Tiermadin is.
I don't know that.
That's a good question to ask, huh?
Who can I ask? Oh, great DM.
Yep, and the door was unlocked, and that's where we left off. Once again, the door being unlocked, the door opened before you. You guys are all standing in a stone room with a domed ceiling now.
I roll a perception check, and I get an 18 plus 6.
Okay. As you look into the next room, it's not a hallway before you, but an actual room ahead of you. And it's a much smaller room. This one is probably like almost like a football field wide, I would say, the one you're in right now. But the next one is much, much smaller. I'd say it's like maybe 30, 60 feet in between.
Good battle. Width and height.
Yes.
I mean, 30 feet, that's about the
perfect
extent
final
of
boss
all my spells.
Not before I get a long rest.
And as you look in, you see just there's only one thing in the middle of the room.
Please
which
be
is
a tree, please be a tree, please
a
be
table,
a tree.
Which is basically
a tree.
It was a tree at one point.
And like on the table is a bunch of small figurines. And then at the end of the other room, there's a pathway that leads toward another door. But as you look into the pathway, you notice skeletons.
Wizard's chest.
Littering the hallway, and right next to the door you see spikes with skeletons still impaled on them.
I see the figurines in the middle of the room, and I like pick up my pace. I'm like, no way, Clax Troopers! And I like walks towards them, and then I get to them and I realize that's not at all what they are.
Yeah, no. Do you pick any of them up? Or
I'm probably gonna roll. I want to see, like, what's on the table. Does it, like, correlate to anything in the room? It's a one. There's a table.
Yeah, you see a table with figurines on it.
I did not move to the table as fast as he did.
I rolled an 18.
Okay. Yeah, you walk into the room, and you see just a table, like I said, covering the figurines. You see a figurine of a girl with a faded green dress. You see a man in a suit. You see a tan man with green eyes. You see a child and a man with a red military jacket and a few others.
Okay, hold on.
Does the man with the green eyes look familiar?
It almost looks like you just saw him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a girl in a red dress, a green dress.
Faded green dress.
Which one of them's Adha?
And then we have...
If you were to look closer, you see a green and a golden eye.
In the girl with a green dress?
Mm-hmm.
As everybody else is kind of inspecting them, I just kind of like reach up and slide it off the table into my pocket.
Are you trying to do that sneakily?
Yes.
Okay, roll me.
Can I roll against him?
Yes. Yeah.
Can I still...
be your passive perception.
Can I still perceive?
What am I rolling? A sleight of hand?
Yes.
I'm still perceiving.
It would be your passive perception against his sleight of hand.
I'm still looking.
I got a 14.
17.
14? He definitely seems to take it.
You can't... Wait, did you not? You were in the last room. Stuff just disappears. You can't be grabbing stuff.
So what came after the girl?
I look at him.
The girl, there's a man in a suit.
Man in suit.
A tan man with green eyes.
We know who that is.
A child. No.
No. No?
No.
A child.
Do you know that meme?
No.
What's worse than a rapist? Oh. A child. No.
Okay. So we have a child, and then what was the last one?
A man in a red military jacket. And then there's a few others there as well.
How many?
Quote.
Three others.
Few others times three. I go back to, you can't just pull stuff off of a tit. And I look at the three others, and does one of them look like me?
No.
Is there any markings on the table to, like, it's a game and we're moving the figures around?
No.
I succeed in putting the thing in my pocket.
I saw you do that.
What are those three?
What? And I look over.
Squirrel. It's one a squirrel.
Are you trying to examine the three?
Yeah, I'll look at them. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll?
No, you don't have to. You see. Let me think for a second.
Okay.
You
Cyril.
See. What?
One is Cyril.
You see a woman in a red dress.
My love.
You see someone in a pirate uniform. Your other love.
I killed him.
Actually, I think Skondriag killed him.
But she got his woman.
Nope.
Still got and you me. See a man holding a bottle.
Hey, we know who that is.
So...
Okay.
I didn't inspect that, so I wouldn't have said that.
Hey, Skondrak, just look at the three. It's clearly Vanessa the pirate and Calm. What? And I like go to, I think I'm going to go towards the other door now. This isn't really doing anything for me. It's just weird.
The one at the end of the, end of the hallway?
I've seen
Voodoo. Hold on, it's what?
No.
What?
Don't go there.
Hold on, it's said it's Vanessa in
red dress?
I wasn't the one hiding behind the bar flirting with the girl while the pirates are trying to kill us.
Listen, we didn't die.
Right. Now that one does look kind of like Krumshadishmak.
Well, he has a bottle.
I mean, he doesn't have fuzzy hair and
I'm not going to touch him.
He's not bred this time.
That's good. That's a start. He's not trapped in a chest. What an idiot. and I look at Svej and just look away.
why you look at me?
Oh, you know.
You know, this is the third sometime that we've ran into stuff like that. You don't think...
I'm not touching them. Listen, but voodoo is creepy, not into it. I stay away from it. And this looks like a lot of the crap that I saw down in the swamps. I'm not messing with it. And I walk towards the other doorway with the skeletons.
But look, so far we've got all these...
Who is man in green in suit? Who is man in suit? You know this guy? I pick up the guy in the suit.
Yeah.
The red suit?
The guy in suit.
With the green glass. Oh.
No, there's just a man just a in man a suit.
Who is this guy?
Don't recognize him.
None of us do?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know, bud.
Which one is Fox?
Oh, Tirmandin? I don't know.
Do these have tags on them? Tirmandin
man, no, so they not don't. Girl.
If you lift up the foot, each one of could them be has man Andy in written military. On the bottom.
With the end backwards.
Yeah.
Is there? There's nothing else in this room, just the table and the hallway.
Nothing else in the room other than the table, the figurines, and hallway.
You wouldn't. So, you don't think that Vanessa and the captain and Calm were seekers, would you?
I don't count anything as a coincidence at this point.
So Swage picks up the girl in the green dress and the man in the suit and starts playing with them on the table.
The girl in the green dress is not on the table. It's in
There is
Deck's
no
pocket.
Girl in green dress. I don't know what you're talking about.
He picks up the man in the suit and the man in the red military, and they start talking to each other in his little voice, his little talky toy voice. Hello there. I'm a man in a suit. Oh, I'm a man in a red military uniform. Ooh.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
I go towards the hallway.
You go toward the... Do you walk into the hallway?
Describe the hallway to me again.
Skeleton spikes, people dead. What do you need to know?
Like, all the bad things.
I walk towards the hallway. I don't go in it, but I want to look.
Yeah, you walk over, roll your perception check.
Swage follows him immediately, right next to him.
18.
It is undeniably trapped. Like, you can see so many traps and no way to disarm them.
Say we don't go that way.
I turn around. I do like a military, like put my foot behind, and I quick snap around and just walk back to the table. Like, well, I took a look.
Svage and Raphael had walked over there. I real quickly like sweep my arm across the table and grab all the minis and put them in my pocket.
Okay.
Just saying.
Hey, maybe we could do like the Star Wars trash compactor thing and put a like something in there. Walk through there like immovable.
Wait, so
rod?
You tried to put them all in your pocket?
Yeah.
As you try and swipe them into your pocket, it feels like, because the green dress is already in there, right?
She's in a separate pocket.
Well, as you do that, like, it feels like there's a barrier around, like you can't pick them up off the table.
But he could pick the one up off.
Yeah, he got the one.
And you picked up two.
Mm-hmm. He picked up two, but they were still over the table.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, doo, doo,
doo, doo. I'm going to pick up.
So I try. At this point, I'm like, whoa, guys. And I like try what? And pull.
Are you? Quit stealing the figurines.
No, come here. I can't do this. Like,
what, steal
look.
Them?
It's not stealing if nobody finds out. And like, right. I'm taking each individual one.
Yep.
Do any more of them come off the table?
No.
I take...
Hey, come give this a shot.
Yeah. And I go down and I pick up the red dress girl and pull it.
Okay. Yeah, you pull it off the table.
Hey, Svetch, pick your favorite one.
Let me get one.
The foxiest one.
It's hard. Let me see. It's hard. Yeah, I mean, you got man holding bottle. You got pirate uniform.
I take child. Hello, Foma. Oh, hello. Hello, Foma.
Data died.
I try to take Fomar off the table.
You take Fomar.
Hey, he said it was Fomar.
I heard that.
So I have the child.
You should fall into a pit of fluffy rabbits or something.
Yeah. Data, come grab one of these. Come pick one.
They come up and they look and they're like, there was one I saw that I kind of wanted, but it's not on the table anymore.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Yeah, Skondrag stole that one.
No.
It looked like our lady.
No, that's not your lady.
Say it again.
Lady.
It looked like our lady?
Hey.
She's probably a red dress, right?
No, it was a green
real
dress.
Beautiful idea, yeah.
Or no. I try to reach into Skondrag's pocket and pull it out.
I'm gonna
can prevent him from doing it?
Yeah. Shut up.
It's a 28.
You reach into his pocket and you successfully get in there.
I just smack his
hands. Can't wrap around it. It's like there's a force.
I drop the red dress girl.
You drop it and then you feel the force disappear and your hands clamp around. But now you're going to have to roll again to get it out of his pocket.
I smack his hand. 26. I mean, at this point, like.
Then yes, you get it out.
Oh, boy. Is it this one?
Does it immediately get drawn back to the table because he is not worthy of her presence?
Data and Dida are like, yeah, that looks just like her.
When you say your lady, and I kind of like extend my hand out with Adha like to them, be like, what do you mean your lady?
She
Adha.
Yeah, that's her name.
Is lady's name? Yes. Okay.
She is the reason we're still alive. We were, I mean, the logging was going through, and I mean, my family was dying left and right. And then we were really lucky. I don't know.
That seems to kind of be the nature of the game when it comes to her, and I look at Skondrag.
I'm still kind of a little miffed at you. But I'm like, yeah, she tends to have a little bit of luck. Hey, let's be honest, she's all luck.
Hey, little Fomar, where's your daddy?
And I toss that one back to Skondrag, and I pick up Vanessa again.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, you guys should come pick one. I think it might be like we got to choose our warrior, and then maybe we'll get to get out of here. I don't know, though.
Oh, I put Fomar back on the table. And I picked the man in the red military. I like this guy.
Okay.
I take him.
Does he recognize...
No.
...the man in the...
There's nothing else in the
room. So I roll perception.
So the other two
just
didn't
to see what's kind of playing on.
Okay.
So who has the other ones?
They're still on the table.
Yeah.
I thought that.
I got an 18.
18 for perception. Mm-hmm. You notice a table in the center of the room with figurines on it and a hallway that is clearly trapped.
So I start to walk towards the hallway.
Carrying
lady.
Okay.
She's never failed me yet. And I just step in.
Yeah.
Trying my best to avoid the traps, but I mean, I know
that. I'm right behind it, but I don't go in. I'm like,
you
right,
step into the pathway,
mm-hmm.
and the and moment
like
you
cringe,
do,
like I like,
right behind you, this axe swings out of the wall and barely misses you from behind, and you take another step, and then darts spring out of the sides of the wall, and each one of them misses you. And then you keep walking, and razor blades are like just flying across the room, and they're missing you by inches, just barely. And you make it halfway through, and then you feel as the entire like room that you're in hinges down and falls, and you land just between two spikes raising up on the floor, and you take no damage. And then slowly you feel as it raises back up and you're dropped off directly in front of the door.
And I reach up and I like rub my coin really quick and look back and kind of like I'm sweating and I like wave to the best of my ability and say,
"Your turn.
Your turn."
Data picks up the tan man with green eyes and walks up to the path and he steps in and you see all of the traps activate and then it's almost like everything stops and is frozen and he walks from one side to the other and he's standing right next to you.
That was who?
That was Data.
What? No.
Oh, the tan man with green eyes?
Yep. I, with my woman in a red dress, I kind of like see that happen and I kind of turn my head and I just like, I close my eyes and I just go. I just start walking. I walk towards the opening.
Okay. You walk toward the opening. And I'm going to need you to roll me a dexterity.
Bye, Raphael.
Come on. I can't see it. Give it to me. 18 plus 6. Wow. 24.
Yeah. So you walk in and you see that swinging axe blade come down through and you dodge it. And you stumble into the point where needles are kind of springing out of the walls. And as you stumble into that point, like, you know they're about to hit you,
mm-hmm.
but the moment they get near you, they kind of bounce away. And then...
Like a force field bounce away?
It looks more like they were repulsed.
Hmm. Ew.
Yep. And then you're going to have to roll me a, you're going to have to roll me two more dexterities.
Holy smokes. I've been so lucky with my rolls and it's going to hit me. Dex.
That's nat.
That nat one?
No.
Nat 20? Yep. You only have to roll once. You walk and you see where the razor, since you watched Skodrag do it the first time.
I was going to say, I kind of like, I feel like I would study that, like, as someone who knows traps and, like, saw it the first time, like, oh, there's no way I'm getting through this. Like, saw him do it, saw Data do it, like, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
So,
red,
yeah.
No blue.
Oh.
Bye, Raphael.
Yeah, you make it through, no problem. You definitely are dodging. Like, it's not nearly as easy what they do. He just walked through, and then Data just, again, just walked through, and everything wasn't even moving. But you're dodging, and you're working for it, so.
Tell me about the other people, Will.
The other people walking through?
Yeah.
So Data walks up, and she grabs the child. And she's going to have to make a few rolls here. Well, she's doing pretty good. So firstly, you see that axe blade come down again, and she just expertly, like almost like a ballet dancer, kind of moves through the room. And then she gets over to the needles, and the needles shoot out of the wall once again once she gets there. And she sees kind of where the holes are and positions herself so that all of them miss her. And she moves over to the razor blades, and she's just able to easily maneuver through there without any of them hitting her. And she's got one more roll. She rolled a nat 20 and a 19.
Wow.
For her first two.
Yeah.
And then she makes it to the last part, and you two feel, again, as the room snaps down. And she starts falling, and she's going to take 12 points of damage. As she falls to the spikes next to the door and gets impaled kind of through the side by a couple of the spikes. And now you feel again as the room lurches back up, and it's just Sphage standing at the end.
I quickly, like, just stand there, I grab a bandana and kind of like start to help Dida and just do a medicine check because that's really all I got.
I will say, as you touch her, she's cringing.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. But she's like, she's letting you do it.
Yeah.
But she's definitely fearful.
Okay.
Dad, what are you doing?
Sphage, you gotta do it, buddy.
You guys crazy? Okay, you think you do? Okay, she do? Okay. You do? Not so okay. He do? Not good. Space not going there. It'd be bad.
What would Yernhoff say?
Yernhoff is horse. He don't talk.
What would he think?
Give me apple.
And when you give him an apple, would he walk?
No, he eats apple.
Lishka would be disappointed.
I'll send Lishka in there. You don't...
Channel Lishka.
Nah, Sphage's not stupid. I'm not going with spikes and blades and needles, and that's not... Well, and you didn't get anything. Right. Why you go in that hallway?
The door is right there.
Oh, they're like at the end.
Yeah, yes, they're at the end of the hallway.
There's a door down here. You got to go through there to get to here.
Or you can just stay in the big empty room with the creepy table and the skeletons.
It's safe here.
But you'll die here. There's no food.
Oh. I like food. I go, yeah. I got man real military. He's strong.
Okay. Dad, I'm going to need you to roll me 4.
See? I told you.
When did you switch into a Spanish accent?
Oh, buongiorno.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
What am I rolling?
Roll me 4 dexterity checks.
I knew it. There's an 8.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And 20.
20?
Total.
Nat or not nat?
Dirty. Not nat.
Dirty 20, okay.
And a nat 20.
Natural.
Okay, you can stop there.
And a 21.
Okay.
Just for good measure.
Right off the bat, you're going to take 9 damage. As you step in... you feel this swinging blade kind of cleave your back a little bit, and the stinging pain moves you forward. And as you step in front of the dart area, you feel as all of the darts are directed to you, and you take 21 points of damage.
Holy smokes!
I'm dead. I'm down.
You're down?
Yep.
Okay. And then what happens is you fall over, and then the room falls down, and you're going to fall, but you rolled a nat 20 on that. So I'm going to say that you got lucky, and you land on them, on the door.
But I get a plus 2 bonus on all saving rolls.
Either way, when I see him
so
go down...
So when I got that dirty 20, it was actually a 22.
When I see him go down without thinking, like, I step right back into it to try and, like...
Yeah, so you're stepping back in?
Yeah, I was going to go help.
Okay. I'm going to say you walk back in and you're just avoiding stuff like before. Like, it's just not hitting you. And you walk out and you're able to catch him before he kind of falls onto the whatever's before him. And it's difficult, but you're able to carry him. And again, like, things are just barely missing the both of you. But you carry him to the door, and you're all standing at the edge of the room.
How much damage do I mean, I'm still down? Is that...
So you're basically at -1 right now. You're just at 0. Once you get back up to 1 hit point, you can be revived.
But you're knocked unconscious.
My saving roll didn't help at all.
No.
Because I'm magnetic. If I could talk, I would be talking to you guys.
You do have a healer's kit, don't you? And you still have a health potion on you.
So I left Dida. She's got one of my bandanas wrapped around her. She was cringing the whole time. I was grumbling under my breath because stupid, this is dumb.
So
I just glanced up and watched, and I went, like, as soon as he fell, I immediately just started right back in without thinking twice about it.
Yeah.
We get out. We're by the door. And Raph is there. I'm kind of like exhausted, drop stage.
I see him doing that, but I like already have the kit out. Like, I was digging in my canvas bag, like elbow deep in that thing. And I pull out the healer's kit, and immediately, like, I'm standing there, syringe ready, like bottle of liquid ready. And as soon as Phage gets there, like, one in the leg and just dumping liquid down his throat.
Yeah. How much health 7 points does he get back? 7. So I'm going to say you're at 6 health points.
Hey, I told you.
Holy smokes.
I told you not to go.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys. Oh, look at me.
No, we weren't even worried.
Look. I got all the things in me.
You look
just
good.
Just as beautiful as you did.
You guys.
I'm
practically glowing, Sage.
I told you not good.
Well, we just, you're I'm here.
Like,
hey, you made it. Look.
Like a magnet for needle.
Yeah, okay. That's going to benefit us later, but... right now, we got a door to go through.
Not happy.
And this isn't exactly a spot we set up camp.
I take a break.
So I, real quick, like, kind of sit down. I push the button on my hat, and the, like, little mechanical pieces, like, and out comes a cigar. And it's actually, like, in good condition. It's not the best condition.
Not great,
but
okay.
Like, it's better than nothing. And I light it and just sit there. And all right, we anybody got a key? Well,
what
actually,
you get?
And I just stand up and try the door to see if I can open it.
It opens freely.
What do we see
inside? You open
this dungeon crawl. Literally,
you open the door, and there's another room.
Ah!
You guys didn't take a long rest. And
hey,
inside...
I didn't go. I'm resting.
That is true.
Well, you just open the door and you look into the room, and there is nothing in the next room.
Nope.
Let me finish. There is a single beam of light coming from somewhere above, and it's shining on a pad in the middle of the floor, and there's no other doors. And I will say this, as soon as you open the door, you feel the figurines pulled from your grasp, and they're now on the table.
Oh,
come back. At the start of the room.
I would have fought that.
You would not be able to.
Oh.
This weird place. Sphage not like place. Sphage want to go see horse.
Well,
Sphage sleepy. I want sleepy.
Maybe this is the last stop.
I like and...
It's a Dave Matthews song.
And I step into the room.
Yeah, you step into the room and nothing happens.
And I like, I look Skondrag in the eyes and I kind of give him like the shooing motion, like, keep going. Keep going.
I walk all the way to the pad in the middle of the room.
You try and walk into the pad?
I walk to the pad.
Yeah. The moment that you kind of breach the light from the ceiling, you feel the snake come out of your skin and bite you.
What the? What? I started getting along with you. What was that for? Oh,
so and it like, you feel it's good. Like pushed you back as it's bitten you out of the light.
How's it going?
Great.
Oh, that Sarcat got it. You need help?
Get in here.
Sphage, you come. Are you gonna sit? Sphage is asleep.
I'm not staying here for 8 hours.
Okay, let's check it out in here, and then we.
Go.
Okay.
You know there's such thing as a short rest, right?
All right. I just yelled that.
Okay. Yeah.
We could come back here and sleep. Sphage is already asleep. See? He's dreaming of Rinhoff.
We don't... We open the door. I don't know what this is. And I'm pointing towards, like, the light and everything. And look, Chubbs just bit me.
Is that the official name for the snake now? Chubbs? Chubbs.
the official mascot of Chubbs. Listen, I've read enough Little Jack's Adventure Tales to know that big rooms with lights coming down from the middle means that we're probably going to have to fight somebody. I don't feel good. Sphage is asleep. Let's just go back. A little bit.
Listen, did you just see me walk through that?
Yeah, but...
I'm feeling lucky. We got to make sure we get this done to, like...
You have that! I don't have anything!
We're really...
I've lost everything!
Honestly, hey, Sphage and I loud. Have... Sphage and I have asked it a lot, like... We're starting to wonder, he's got red things, I got, you know, the whole Adha Lady Luck, and you're claiming a god, but it doesn't really seem like she's claiming you. Anyway,
is there a funny god? Cause you funny.
So, what are you?
And with that, I kind of like look back at Sphage, and I kind of like...
You wake me up.
Look at Skondrag, and I kind of like... shrug, and it's definitely a moment of reflection, just like I.
So I get up and I give him a big hug with my bloody body. It's okay, Raphael. Don't listen to Skondrag, he grumpy.
I don't know who I am. I don't have a Sphage, you have the...
No, I have nothing.
You have the knots.
I have horse, that's all I have.
Skondrag, you have Lady Luck. I don't even have parents. I have nothing. Crofton left me. My parents left me. Everybody's left me. I don't have anything. You both have magic. I just along for the ride, as it seems.
I'm here for you, Raphael. You have me.
And we got the spotlight.
Another hog. Hug.
And I look at the light and I walk towards it. I think.
Yep. Don't walk towards the light.
I'm going. I don't care. I'm going.
Okay. You walk into the light.
See? Nothing! Never anything!
That was bright.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing! Ever!
You're invincible.
Sphage, what do you do?
I don't know.
Do you try and give him another hug?
What else is in the room? Yeah. And I like... I step out of the light and very just charismatically like spread my arms out like I'm welcoming a seat for Sphage. Like, come on. And my eyes widen like, come on. Why don't you try come getting in the light? Just kind of leading on again that
yeah,
I'm getting upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you try?
Yeah, sure.
the moment that you I'm step done! Into the
and I walk away. I just I the turn around and I start walking.
The moment that you step into the light.
Wait. He left. I'm not following.
The fire that so often brings you comfort burns your skin.
See what I get?
Yeah. Hey, get back over here.
No,
get back over here. What? We've got something to show you.
Fine. Walk back over.
Take your seat on the pedestal, pretty boy.
Take my seed?
Seat.
What?
Papa squat.
Oh. Fine. I sit.
Svage. Try to enter the spotlight.
Enter
again.
My...
No, I burn. I don't feel good.
Right. You need to show our wonderful friend.
That's what... That's rude. Those are words.
Hey, see hurt. Ow! See?
But yeah, doesn't
the
hurt.
Moment he sticks his hand in the light, you see the red flames cover his hand, and usually it'll look like calm and peaceful and you feel like a gentle warmth, but these are like fiery and burning uncontrollably, and they actually burn his skin a little bit.
Well, yeah, that would make sense. You have magic. Both of you do. There's nothing special about me. This light doesn't do anything for me because there's nothing cool about me. I'm just Raphael. I came from the circus, and I'm here. I've traveled. There's nothing about me. You guys both have cool things. You have Anha. You have the fire. I'm nothing.
You have...
It doesn't affect me.
You come from circus?
You are a fool to think that you have nothing. We're standing here with you. Look at this. As I step in, and I reach my hand. And
yeah, you step in, and again, the snake like coils around your arm. And now you can see like it's coiling tight around his arm and biting at his hand as
he like,
sticks it
I'm in. Holding there wincing. I was like, so figure it out. And I pull my hand out.
So what's on the pedestal?
No, it's just a mat on the floor.
Is there a key under the mat?
No.
You do trick. You from circus.
Where's the light coming from? Above me?
Yeah, above you. You can't really see its source.
I guess...
Can you do a trick with cane?
Flips. I pull my cane out. And I wave it across the tattoo on my arm and I let like the mechanism on top open up.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't know. I just kind of like see if anything out of the ordinary happens.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hey, wood guys, come over here.
Data and Dida walk into the room and they kind of approach. They see that you look very upset.
I'm peeved.
And I'm going to say at this point, you just kind of sit cross-legged in, like, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk up to try and, like, comfort you, I would say. But the moment they kind of get near the light, their own bodies, like disassemble into vines as they approach the light. And then they move back immediately, and they're back together. But you can tell it hurt them a lot. To approach.
Sorry, guys.
And I just kind of like, I think I just look up at the light and I kind of like just put my hands up in like a questioning motion. Like, well, what do you want me to do? What would you have me do? What do you have for me? And I just stare up at the light. Well, I'm trying to do something. It's a natural 20. What happens? I don't know.
Audience, Ike is writhing right now.
It's a natural 20. I actually
The confusion
it.
On his face while Will is...
So...
All I have is my cane!
So I'm going to say you assume the same position that you just did. Your eyes are closed. Your hands are covering your eyes just in frustration. And then as you kind of move away and look around the room, you're not in the room anymore. Thank you. Hello, and welcome back to Afternoon in Adventuring. I'm Will, the creator and DM of the show, and so glad to have you on this episode. This is episode 20. That means that we have continuously, every week, been putting out episodes for 17 weeks straight now. Just a quick reminder, if you've enjoyed this episode or the series so far, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show with a friend. We're growing every day, and we love having you in our community, but we want your friends, too. You could be patient zero, biting your friends, turning them into seekers as well, until we have taken over the whole D&D podcasting community. Or just have a really awesome community of people listening to the show. But all you got to do is shoot a link to your friend and tell them that you found this new up-and-coming podcast that they will love. Okay, that's out of the way. I just wanted everyone to do that really quick, and then I just wanted to thank you for being here and let you know that we have Facebook, Instagram, places where you can connect with other seekers who love the show, or you can find about up-and-coming events that we've got going on, or whatever else is happening in the realm of Today in Adventuring. You gotta follow us on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, we're Today in Adventuring, and on Instagram, we're TAdv Podcast, because somebody took the T Podcast domain, and I don't know who they are, but they took it from me, and they don't even use it. So, dang it. Tia, if you have any questions, if you have any ideas, if you have any thoughts, if you have any memes, you can email all of those to us at tadvpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear from you. We want to get to know you. If you want, you can also send a message to someone else that listens to the show by sending us an email, and we'll say it right here for everyone to hear, including your friend. You can embarrass them. You can show them gratitude. You can do whatever you want to do as long as it's appropriate and I think it's okay. Whatever. Well, I think that's enough of me talking for now. Let's get back to me talking by going back to the show. Thanks again for listening, and here's to seeking truth.
Okay, that's not funny. Scondrag, cut the spell, Scondrag. I know. And I look around.
Do we see him?
He's still sitting there. Yeah.
Oh. I. Sphage.
What? I'm right here.
But he's not.
No, he's not. He saying is just anything.
In a trance.
Data.
You think he okay?
Much like a river flowing, white noise just kind of fills your ears. And like I said, you're alone, but now you're not even sitting. You're floating. And as you're just floating in that space, clouds of steam start to swirl around you. And you hear the roar of an elephant. And colorful fabrics tied together, kind of whip past you and spin together, forming a tent over your head. And nostalgia washes over you as you feel your feet lightly touch the ground in the middle of steam and mirrors. The tent is empty except for you, and a lone figure at the center of the performing ring, crouched, gripping his face. He's gripping his face so tightly that you see blood trickling through the fingers, and he's mumbling to himself. He abandoned me. He abandoned me. He abandoned me. He abandoned me.
And I immediately recognize that it's me.
It's not you.
It's not me.
No. You would recognize him, though.
Is it Crofton?
No.
Who is it?
It's Gunner. Your old buddy from Riverlake. You would see him every time you would come into town for the circus.
Oh, boy. And I, like, softly under my breath, just... Guns?
And he looks toward you, his face still covered with his hand. And the moment he sees you, he stands up. He says, "You! You left me! You could have helped! I left you messages! I know you were in River Lake, but you didn't come!
We got busy. It's nothing against you. I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
You forgot about me. And that damned Reaper has me now. And I think I'll give you to him as well.
I don't think you need or can do that, buddy."
He stands up and his hand kind of slides down his face. And you see the entire left side of his face is rotted to the bone. And blood and thick black bile and yellow pus drain down the side of his neck. And he starts to walk toward you.
"Stay back! I know for a fact you're not real. None of this is real. Stay there."
The flesh begins to decay down his neck now that he's not trying to stop it. His hand that was touching him begins to decay. And as he gets closer, his hand reaches toward your face.
And I spin the dial on my cane to the asterisk, and I wave it over the tattoo on my wrist, and I "Stay back! Don't! Guns! Don't! Don't you dare make me do this!" And I point it towards him and I grip the handle.
His arm turns to ash before you. And then his face turns to ash as well.
"No! No! No! Don't! Not again! No, don't! Guns, I'll come! I'll meet you!
And then you feel as ash covers your body. And the circus around you disappears, and it's, again, dark and cold. And then you hear a voice say,
"Pain."
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The immediate emptiness of my family all being taken from me.
Yeah. You flash back to your village, and you're a child. Standing, looking at a destroyed structure that you think is your house, but you can't even tell now.
Yeah, I drop to my knees and just, when the flood hit, I wasn't physically there, so I didn't get to see any of it happen, and I'm just overwhelmed by the sight of where I know damn well my family was taken from me without me being able to do anything about it. And that this fake image that I always portrayed of maybe it was quick for them, maybe it wasn't painful, maybe the house didn't get destroyed, maybe they did make it, all of that just in an instant when I see the house completely destroyed is just ripped from me. And that emotion and that almost physical pain just washes over me as the realization of the fakeness that I caused this scene to be gets taken from me and it becomes real.
Yeah. Again, you hear a whisper in the back of your head and it says,
"Happiness."
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The moment that I left the circus for the last time as I saw the great mechanical steam elephant moving, throwing acrobats through the air, and I see the tent just filling with steam, and I hear all of the people cheering in excitement as I know that I'm leaving it the best that I can, but also that I need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so you see that scene, and you also see the moment that Crofton handed you your cane. And feel his hand on your shoulder, and you hear the words that he says when he says, "Well done, boy." Then again, you hear a voice say,
"Fear."
What's the first thing that comes to Raphael's mind?
As the first time that I encountered a beetle snake as a young boy, it's some of the only memories of me and my sister. We were playing out in the field, and I remember that we took our shoes off to go run, and we were frolicking kind of. It was only the dry part of town where we grew up, but took our shoes off and we're just kind of running through the pasture, and as we came back we slipped our shoes back on and she got bit by the beetle snake and got super super sick, and that's kind of just grown that fear of losing people from things that I can't quite control.
Yeah, you see all that, and then again you hear a voice and it says,
"Anger."
It's the first thing that comes to his mind.
The amount of time and just effort that I put into the circus to just always felt like I was second to none, or that I was just second to Crofton, that it was always like I didn't feel like I was ever appreciated, but I looked up to him in such a strong way, but I never really felt like I got that connection with him.
And then finally the voice again says,
"Sadness."
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
All of the wagons lined up in my home village for the last time right after the flood hit. Everybody just has a sorrowful look on their face. The wagon wheels are almost half covered with water. All of the oxen and the cattle are ankle deep. Some of them almost leg deep in water. And the caravan just leaves town for the last time.
Yeah. And I'm also going to put in there the last moment that you had with Crofton. The one where you didn't know why. You felt like you weren't going to see him again, but you didn't know why. And then the next day when he was gone. And the world around you, you're still just floating in this blackness. And you hear that voice again say,
"So, you know darkness. You have seen through the light of the setting sun and experienced twilight." Your words don't mean anything unless you give me some tangible evidence that they're coming from a place that I should respect. You know firsthand the atrocities of this world, the imperfections rampant within it.
Show yourself to me. I
your words mean nothing to me unless you give me something tangible. I've had everything stripped away from me, and I've lived with nothing for a long time. I've seen the pain in this world, and I know that we can overcome it, but without something tangible, it's nothing.
I just want to say, as you guys are watching the body of Raphael, it's been a long time now. As he sat there, and you guys have tried to rouse him, but he won't wake. You can't touch him.
I've tried to cast spells at the light to see if it could work.
You can't get close to him. And now you see from the light up top, shadows have leaked. And from Raphael's left eye, you see tears streaming down, and they're black.
God. Shveg did it. Dida, we gotta... Is there anything we can do? Who is he talking to? I've never seen anything like this outside of that train.
I try to sense good and evil.
You sense good and a massive, massive amount of evil.
I'm instantly moving back from the light.
I will also say you recognize the shadows.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I see before.
What?
It is.
Then don't back up. Let's get our friend out of here.
You have maybe light. We have lots of light. I don't know. It's not something Svej understand.
We're going to cut there and go back to you. And you kind of see in the midst of these shadows, or in the midst of this dark, you see that there's this inky blackness, this incorporeal form now floating in front of you. And it looks like there's someone inside of it. But these mists of shadow are so dense and deep and thick, and the tendrils stretch so much so that you can't see the form within them. And it says,
"Don't you wish for a world where children don't lose their parents?"
Give yourself a form, demon. Get out of my head.
"Don't you want a world that does not lose mentors and the ones that you love?"
"Pain is meant in this world just to make the happiness that much better."
"Serve me, boy."
"Show yourself, demon."
"And I shall show you a new world."
"There's only one man that calls me boy in this world. And I know, well, you're not him."
"Fine. I shall force you."
And then the shadows around his body start springing forward and wrapping around your arms and your legs.
Mine?
Yes. And your back and your head. And at this point, like, there's no light left in the room that you guys are watching.
I have not moved from that spot. I'm putting my hands in, like, just full body, like, trying to rip him out.
Both hands, I've got the red.
Yeah. I'm going to say you both feel the burning of that magic within you, but you're able to pull your hands in there and kind of hold on to him. And then everything goes completely dark, like the absence of light, where you can't even see yourself. And you feel a hand grip you on the back of your collar, Raphael, and start pulling you backwards. And you feel like the tendrils of smoke trying to hold you, but this hand pulls and pulls and pulls. Are you letting it pull you, or?
No, I'm...
You're fighting against the one that pulls you, or the shadows?
Fighting against the shadows.
Yeah, so you are just trying to, like, release yourself from these shadows, and that hand, like, gives a really hard yank on the shirt. And it's like the area around you, the reality itself shatters. And then you feel this warmth from behind where everything in front of you is cold, freezing, chilling, bone chilling. But from behind is the warmth of like a home on a, like I said that one time with Svage doing his magic spell on you. It's like a Crissenlock morning warmth. And it pulls you, and then you're pulled through a doorway, actually, into a room. And you look out, and you see this misty black figure trying to reach into the room. Tendrils are coming in, and he's screaming from the other side, "Get back here!" And then you hear a voice that's very familiar. And it says, "Boy, this is a dangerous place. How did you get here?"
"You're the one that pulled me out of that abyss. And I look backwards.
You see someone that looks a lot like Crofton.
And you're the what? Where is this? Is that Croft? That can't be. You would have found me before now."
You say Crofton, or Croft, and the hand just releases you. And it looks down at you and then looks away and walks over to a tufted leather chair in the middle of the room. And now that you're in the room, you kind of look around and you can see it more clearly. And there's, it's like a nice, very modest room. Home, almost. Very homey. There's a fire blazing in the metal stove in the corner. And outside the windows is just nothing at all. The door in front of you, you still see shadows eerily leaking in. And a tall figure sits in the chair and looks hard at you. And he says, "No, I am not Crofton. But I'm surprised that you would know my twin brother. My name is Tobias."
Oh, whoa. I would say it's a lie, but I would know Crofton's blood from anywhere. Why wouldn't he tell me? Granted, he didn't tell me a whole lot, but I feel like that at least would be something.
I don't know if he's ever told anyone since we had a falling out.
Must have been one heck of a falling out to get trapped here.
Well, I'm not trapped. I'm just visiting. How did you get to the Astral Graveyard?
Say those words. You know. I've heard. Did I hear his name?
You read his books.
Yeah, I've read your books before. You know, Toa, he left.
It is odd to me that I would have met Crofton's boy before I saw my own again.
Well, if I've learned anything in this small world, it's that nothing seems to be a coincidence anymore in my life. So, where exactly is this, and what is that? And I point at the spectral form.
Yeah, it's still the shadowy tendrils are trying to get in the room, and he looks at it and he says, "That is a shell of a man."
"That's not who I think it is it?"
"Who do you think it is?"
"There's only been a few people that have called me boy like that in my life, and I pray that's not who I think it is."
"I promise you it is not my brother."
"Thank heavens." "Well, I only speculate at this point, but I've heard a lot of names and a lot of gods, and I can only imagine it's the latter of those."
"Hmm. He is not a god, but he does wish that he was."
"Hmm. It's Basul, isn't it?"
So you've heard of him?
I've seen the things, the atrocities that he did, but only in fire, only in scribings. Why is he like this?
I don't know all of his reasonings, but he wants to change the world. And this is how he sees fit doing so.
Doesn't seem like he's going to be pretty effective at it. I mean, he's stuck in there, isn't he?
Be surprised. And no, he's not. He just has more influence here. I told you, you need to be more careful in the astral graveyard.
Was that what that place was?
That's what this place is. That's where we are.
How did you get here? How did I get here?
That's what I wish I knew. Where are you right now?
In below River Lake.
You went the old way.
Yeah, we found a key with a snake and followed a bunch of chambers and met a man in grass with green eyes Yep, we went through the door with a snake key and through chambers and met a very tan man, green shirt, laying in the grass, green eyes, and solved a riddle and threw all kinds of traps, and I kind of had a bit of a breakdown, and I don't quite know if this is real, but it sure feels real, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you already have what you need.
And
I will help send you back. But if you would do me a favor, tell my boy hello. And then he snaps, and the blacky, inky flame that was surrounding you dissipates, and the light is gone, and you just feel embracing you are Svage and Skondriag. Their arms thoroughly burned.
What? Oh.
Oh, holy.
What happened?
Wow. Like, you okay? What?
You guys smell awful. Ugh.
Svage not light today.
What happened to your guys' arms?
We tried to get you out of that light, man. Like, we were screaming all sorts of things. You weren't waking up. What?
Yeah, you have black smoke all over you. You remind me of someone.
And
Skondriag,
you are like not even able to reply, as in your mind you hear a familiar whisper. And then you hear a chorus of comes out backwards. And then the both of you see as bricks in the wall start separating and moving, much like out of that Harry Potter scene where he taps the brick. And then a delicately carved archway stands before you, and you see the foundations of two statues that have crumbled.
There's an opening?
There's a door.
I kind of like look at Skondriag, and I look at Svage, and I kind of look at the door.
Svage don't like this place.
How about we get out of here, buddy?
No offense, man, but it kind of took a little bit out of us getting you out of there, wherever there is, and I've seen enough of these shadows to know that they aren't on our side. I don't know that I want to go into a place. I'm going to, real quick,
like roll perception to see if I can make out any bits of these statues.
Are okay.
Similar to the ones when we came in the room.
Right. 11.
You can't tell. It's just broken pieces.
And I... Something tells me that whatever's through that door is going to be a whole hell of a lot better than what's in here.
I trust you last time. Not good. But I feel I trust you. And I sense...
You got a lot of explaining to do because you were in that light for a long time and then the shadows started coming out. What's with the black tears?
I
mean, we can reconcile our differences, but this is ridiculous. Like, when you need, like, did you meet somebody, something?
I don't think this is the spot to talk about whatever just happened.
Yeah, I just watched a whole crap ton of evil enough to make that guy, and I point to Sphage, back up. Yeah. And it was all over you.
You saw my breakdown. I don't know what's happened here as much as you do. Let's go through the door. Trust me when I say get out of this room. And I point up at the spot where the light was coming from. And we can figure it out not in here. Please.
So I sense good and evil by the door.
By the door?
Yep. See if there's any good or evil emanating from the door.
Nothing.
Do we know that he can do this ability, the sense good and evil? Okay.
No,
I'm going towards the door.
Like, I'm very untrusting of what all has played out, and he seems really convinced. Hey, guys, follow me. So I'm kind of standing there and waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. See holes in skin? I follow him last time. That's where holes come from.
Yeah, but we needed to get through that door. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't go out this door. And I point back the way we came because we don't have the.
Unless you got a better forward, this is the only one we got. And I walk towards the door.
Do you walk through the door?
I want to roll a perception first. I mean, obviously. And a question like that.
Maybe check for traps, maybe.
I feel like Data and Dida.
15. All four. 8 plus 7, 15.
8 plus 7? You don't see any traps.
Go through the door.
Okay. You walk through the door, and it's the same kind of stone-cut hallway as before that you started walking in.
Well, it's just another room, so I'm cool sleeping here. I don't know. I'm pretty tired.
Do you see spikes on floor?
No spikes.
Okay.
Just an open room.
I don't like spikes.
I would say that the four of us probably follow him as he walks into this room. We walk into the room at a bit of a distance.
Yeah. So you're all just in this pathway, and you can't see the end of it, but you're in the hallway. Nothing happens.
I have my shield out. I have my helmet secure.
And I just keep just... Steadhead just okay. Going.
You walk and you walk and you walk for a long time.
Maybe if we walk back.
You want to talk about any of this?
Well, I think I went to the astral graveyard.
Oh, you got what? Astral graveyard?
Did you get the key? We needed a key from there, right?
What key?
No, I was being attacked by, I think, not a god, but he wanted to kill me. I wasn't too concerned about it, but I saw Tobias.
Who did Tobias?
Who are these people? Like Toa's Tobias?
In the
who
book,
Toa?
In the books, yeah.
Prosthetics, all of that, everything, like...
Yeah. And I think...
He's the shadows?
No, I think Basul wants to kill me.
Oh, I thought Basul.
You know Basul?
Basul, the guy. They say name, Basul. Remember I tell you.
All right. So Basul wanted to kill... Basul, wait. Yeah. And at this point, like, I'm just trying to think through all the pieces coming together, like, as the stories and everything are unfolding and getting all the details. We're still walking.
Yeah.
So he just kind of, you know, confident now. He hears a name he understands. He recognizes. He felt a little left out there for a second.
Yeah, you keep walking, and it feels like it's been miles at this point. And then...
through the desert on a horse with no leg, it feels good to get out.
Yeah, so you keep walking, and then eventually you start seeing kind of a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, finally. I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Said Spade. I keep walking, man. I just want to get out of here.
Okay. You walk, and then finally you get out of this enclosed space. And a giant cavernous space opens up ahead of you. And at the center is this glowing... it looks like a giant diamond with a sun inside of it. And beneath it is a circle of statues. And on its ceiling are hundreds, maybe thousands of trees that descend from the ceiling. And you hear from behind you Data and Dida say... home. And then from one of the statues, small sleek legs are kicking through a green dress, and with a gold and a green eye looking at Skondriag, you hear, "Hello again, my little dwarf." And that's where we're gonna end this episode.
Today in Adventuring is an actual play D&D 5e podcast. For all business-related inquiries, please send an email to tadpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Will, the DM of the show, and we have Rich Powers playing Svage Patala, Ike Matum playing Raphael Grandich, and Cody playing Skondriag, the Forgotten. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time to find out what's happening tomorrow in Adventuring.